All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Welcome to episode 1160 of the Geek News Central podcast. It's Thursday, November 17th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Or you can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Today we're going to talk about a great number of topics. We're going to talk about iPhones made in the USA, maybe. SpaceX and their 4,420 satellite plan. We're going to talk about Apple uploading cell call data and more. And we're going to talk about drones. No droning me, but we'll talk about drones. Hey, first off and foremost, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thank you for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the very first time, whether you may be listening or watching. I appreciate your participation and want to welcome you to the Ohana. The main thing you got to do, though, today, it's very, very simple. I need you to take a few minutes, and I need you just to get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're over on the website, get subscribed to the show. And you see right there on the right-hand column of the website where you can get subscribed on iTunes, Android, via email, Google Play, on Stitcher, TuneIn. Just use a standard RSS feed with a podcatcher. Doesn't matter. And then scroll down a little bit further down the page. And important links and sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll never miss a single episode of the show and you'll be subscribed here. Of course, we want you to check the website out too. Our writers have been busy. Been sending them a bunch of pre-CES stuff, CES Unveiled, CES awardees, that type of stuff. That's what's been put up on the website recently. So if you want to see some of the honorees and some of the stuff I'm going to be covering at the Consumer Electronics Show in just about 6 weeks, you'll definitely want to take a peek here at the information that we've been putting out for the award winners. But anyway, that information is up on the website at geeknewscentral.com. That's a place to go to really get informed, keep your tech geek on. Of course, if you have comments on today's show, please email me geeknews@gmail.com, on Twitter at geeknews. And of course, we want you to join the Slack channel and have a little fun over there today. So you're missing out. The Ohana have been teasing me a little bit. We've been having a little fun time. So just send me an email. Tell me you want to be part of the Slack channel. I'll send you an invite, and you can jump in and have fun with the rest of the gang that's over there. And I'm not going to tell you what we're talking about because you have to join to find out. Of course, you can follow on Google Plus, on Facebook. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel on your Apple TV by subscribing to the video edition of the shows. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show's name. You can listen on Stitcher. You can watch or listen at blueberry.com. Of course, we want to thank our partner shows No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, Pro Gear Site with the GNC team. And of course, most importantly, we want to thank our longtime sponsor here, GoDaddy. And I tell you, you just need to get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and get your Christmas shopping done today. You don't need to go Black Friday. You don't need to go out. You just do a creative Christmas present. And matter of fact, you got plenty of time to get it set up for them. So, you know, you can get a managed WordPress site with a free domain, $1 a month for the first 12 months. Get the cheap plan so that, when it reverts at 12 months, it's still manageable, $50, $60 a year. And then, give that as a Christmas present to your spouse, to one of your kids, you name it. This is the way to go. Get your kids' domains locked in. Now, next week on the 21st of November, I shouldn't even tell this, but the .blog domain names open up. And I already tried the podcast.blog, tried to buy it already. $2,100. So unless someone leaves a piece of gold in my sock for Christmas, that was one top-level domain I am not going to get the podcast domain for, because I did buy a lot of them. So, but anyway, this coming 21st is the .blog top-level domain opens up. The .name is already there, so there's, you know, lots of options now to get domain names. So, you know, lots of codes on the website at geekmecentral.com/GoDaddy. Those codes are where you lock in savings, either at the checkout counter or just when you just go to the website. All you got to do is, again, geekmecentral.com/GoDaddy. You click on a code, you lock it in. Or you cut and paste the code when you get to the checkout counter and apply the discount. So again, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, $1 a month economy hosting, again, with a free domain for the first year, a 1 month trial of GoDaddy website builder. If you're a business, this is what you want to do. They're really making big initiatives over there to make it easy for business people to really revamp their websites and get moving. If you haven't picked up a 99cent.com, you have one of those moments, you wake up in the morning and think, oh my God, I thought of the perfect domain. Definitely use that 99 cent code. On everything else, save 30% on new product purchases, whether you pick up a dedicated server. It doesn't matter. That 30% discount code's huge. So use all those codes over at GoDaddy. We want to thank them for sponsoring this show. Longest continuous sponsor of any podcast in the podcasting space. 11 years. They've been here since July of 2005. So again, get it over to geekmecentral.com/GoDaddy. And again, big thanks to GoDaddy and the team over there. We're actually being talked about today on Facebook. Luria had a rep from GoDaddy on. They're getting ready to do their own live Facebook thing. And so someone said, oh, you know, my name came up in it. So I want to thank the Ohana member that mentioned me. And I busted over there and, of course, made a few comments. And as we've talked about, the Facebook Live is going to be done by a nice woman that's working at GoDaddy. I think her name's Heather. And things have changed over there. If you're a lady listening to the show, or if you're someone catching the show just tonight on Facebook, you know, the jiggle's gone at GoDaddy. It's all about business. It's all about, you know, the support team that I work with is, you know, from the very, very beginning, the person that introduced the advertising to this show is a woman, very, very proactive over there. And one thing that most people don't know is that on a wage comparison over there, the difference between men and women's salaries at GoDaddy is 2%. So women make 98% of their male counterparts. Now, they got a little ways to go, right? 2%, make it even, Steven. So, you know, that's saying something, right? For the ladies out there that have, you know, maybe you've worked at some place and the fellows have made more and you do the same job. Well, you know, they're really pushing over there. So definitely take a look at what GoDaddy's up to these days and definitely appreciate it. Okay, so let me, got a couple of weird things to talk about. Well, not weird. And I'm really, I had something interesting happen today. And I did an interview maybe 2 months ago. And it was with Radio World. And it was a pretty extensive interview. We talked about podcasting a lot and everything that I'd done. You know, basically gave him the backstory about the show. You guys all know this information. So today, when the article came out, I've been called a lot of things. Okay, you can imagine with the last name Cochran. People have a lot of fun with that specific last name. And, you know, I had shipmates in the Navy that, well, you know, there has been a variety of things I've been called throughout the years. And, but I've never been called a Titan. So today there was an article that came out, Todd Cochran, titan of podcasting. And, you know, it's a little embarrassing, actually. At the same time, I'm humbled for them to have to said that. I do appreciate their, you know, their, I guess, level of confidence and a pretty extensive story. So, you know, it goes into most of the stuff that you guys already know. And I definitely want you to check it out. And there's a couple of minor mistakes in the podcast or in the actual article. But, you know, a few things, technical things they may have not gotten perfectly right. But it's pretty good. So one thing's for sure is I need to get a new, I need to get another picture with in a suit. I don't have as much hair as I used to have. So I think I should probably update my, you know, my I guess, whatever you call that, just your, you know, your portrait. So, but anyway, I want to thank the folks for Radio World and the basically the article they put up on me today. It's greatly appreciated. Also, there's a new YouTube video up on my channel, youtube.com/Todd Cochran. Should get you there. I posted it up on Facebook today. It's basically, you know, some insights or some discussions about customers and business. So I'm not as fun as the first two, but hope you get some insight out of that. A little 6 minute and a half thing. So I'll have that up. That's up for you. Link will be in the show notes. And, you know, I've had a good response on number of people subscribing to the show. So, you know, basically on the YouTube video, when you're watching it, down below is a subscribe button, not on this video for any of you are watching, but definitely, you know, bust a move over there and subscribe. And I definitely appreciate it. So I also, you know, I'm starting to get things ready here and I'm starting to get my strategy together for CES and I've been having a little fun. If you've been following me on Facebook, you've noticed that my tripod and I have been having a conversation. but anyway, you just have to go to the Facebook page and see it. It's public, so if we're not friends, don't worry. You'll be able to take a peek, and it's a little geek humor. But I think you know where I'm going with it after you see the first two articles. Also, got a lot of feedback on the backpack selection. So I had originally kind of thought I was going to go with a lower pouch that was going to take the DSLR and a couple of lenses. But the more I looked at how people were packing out bags from Think Tank, it really made me start to think. I was like, man, I could put this, and I don't have to put just a DSLR there. I could put this and that and this. And, you know, I'm counting the things. I'm like, that's the one. So I went with, let me show this to you. I went with the Think Tank Photo Airport Commuter. Oh, shoot. I didn't bring it up. Hang on. I got to load it up on the Facebook page. Not on the Facebook, but on the Firefox page. All right. It's loading now. So this Think Tank Photo Airport Commuter, a $200 bag. And you know how many backpacks I have around here? I got more backpacks than I'll use in a lifetime, but I don't have any Photog bags at all. And I have one, but it's like it's the one that you carry on over your shoulder, and it just isn't conducive for flying and going around. And I wanted one that would fit in the overhead or underneath the front of my seat. So I ordered that. That's what's going to be coming. And lots of pockets. Got a place for a 15-inch laptop. We'll see if the 17-inch will squeeze in there. Either that or it'll have to be in the regular computer bag that I travel with. But you can put a tablet in there, and along with all your, you know, your SD cards and battery chargers and all that stuff. So anyway, this is the bag that I picked. And everyone's raving about Think Tank. So I actually had a little bit of a mind shift here on the bag that I was going to get. So we'll see how it works out. Once I get it, I think it comes next week sometime, I will get it packed out and take a picture of it. And we'll see if I made a wise choice or not. $200 in, it better be the right choice, to be quite honest with you. So anyway, that's kind of what's just going on here. I had a busy week. Can't, you know, my wife's, it was yesterday or day before, my wife is like, we need to go to the grocery store and get a turkey. We're having some friends over on Thanksgiving, and my daughter and her boyfriend's come in, and so I said, well, we better get a bigger turkey than last year, because we killed the thing, and we didn't have any left over for turkey burgers. So I'm like, we need to get a big bird. Well, prior to this, she's talking about Thanksgiving. I'm like, I don't need to have this discussion. Let's have the discussion next week, and then we can start planning. She goes, Thanksgiving is next week. And I was just like, huh? You know, with all this traveling I've been doing, and for some reason, brain's not connecting. I'm seeing all these things for Black Friday and everything else. I'm like, why are they announcing this stuff so early? Okay, the blondes in the audience, I'm sorry. I grew up as a blonde. So I have a blonde, having a blonde moment. And I know some people don't like that, but you know, tough. Maybe I'm having a senior moment. We'll leave it at that. But yeah, Thanksgiving's next week. What's up with that? Where did 2016 go? It's crazy. Also, finally, man, Amazon is too easy to order stuff from. You guys finding that out? You guys seen your Amazon bill going up and up and up? You can run a report on everything you've bought and see where you're how much of a junkie you are on Amazon. You know, that little $6 item here, $8 item there. You know, next thing you know, you get a credit card bill, it's like $1,000 for Amazon. You're like, oh my God. So anyway, I'm sure we're all going to see that next week too, as we're looking for deals. I'm staying right here. I'm not going anywhere for Black Friday to shop. But I got some deals to share with you tonight, some stuff that I found. We'll get into the full tech of the show now. But anyway, thanks for letting me just kind of chit-chat with you this evening. Those of you on Facebook, thanks. Matt and Brad, aloha. Welcome to the show. And anyone on YouTube, definitely go ahead and say hello in the chit-chat as well. Those of you that are on live stream, thanks for being here. And it looks like everything's up and running good, so I can close that window. And let me go ahead and chop that. I put this stuff up in the show notes tonight. I normally don't put it up there, but I will. Hey, by the way, if you're renting a car for Thanksgiving, one final little plug here. You know, the show runs on sponsor support. My light bill, my insurance, my gas in my car, the food on my table gets paid for by the sponsor of this show. So if you're renting a car, if you're renting from Hertz, go to mygeeknewscentral.com/offers page and click on the Hertz link. All right. That is just a simple little thing. You can still rent your car the normal way you normally do, but I get a credit for that. So if you're renting a car anytime this holiday period and you're picking Hertz, I love Hertz. They're the best by far, newest vehicles. And this is just because I've rented from everyone. Dollar, Avis, you name it. Well, actually, Hertz and Avis are pretty even. Hertz is just always just maybe a little bit higher on cost, but you get a car that's got 12,000 miles on it instead of one that's got 40,000 miles on it, okay? So definitely give it a click on geeknewscentral.com/offers. Okay, I promise. I'm done pitching here. Let me get into the stack of stuff that we have tonight. First things first, SpaceX. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. You have got to just absolutely love the initiative. Let's use that word of Elon Musk. This guy, if you know, he's one of those folks that just, all right, let's go for it. He doesn't care what it's going to cost. He knows what's going to take the world into the future. You look at what he's doing with Tesla. He's look what he's doing with SpaceX. He's got lift capacity going to the International Space Station. We're going to start putting astronauts in their crew capsule next year. This dude has got it dialed in, right? And, you know, he deserves to be rich. You know, he's one of these guys that, let's be honest, he's just pushing the envelope. So they have detailed an ambitious plan to bring fast internet. Now listen to this. Access to the entire world. With a new satellite system that offers great speeds and low latency than existing satellite networks. My sister uses HughesNet, and that satellite's 22,000 miles out. And quite frankly, it works, but it's just sometimes slow. It's good once the, you know, like you start a movie and get it going. But they filed an application this past Tuesday for satellite space station authorizations with the FCC. SpaceX has said that its satellite service commercial availability date has not yet been determined, but the application's technical description mentioned 2019. Wow, that's like 2 years away. As a possible time for launching satellites in orbit. SpaceX wants to launch 4,425 satellites into a low Earth orbit with altitudes ranging from 715 miles to 823. So when you're in a low Earth orbit, you need a lot of satellites because they are not geosynchronous. They are not hanging with you as the Earth turns. That doesn't happen. So they're going to need a lot of these to have all the coverage. So as the Earth turns and the satellites stay in place or on an orbit, let's be frank, they're moving. They're not sitting still. And we're not moving around them. They're moving around us as we're moving, you guys got it. So they want to launch with altitudes ranging from 715 to 823 miles. This is to reduce latency. They want a 25 to 35 microsecond latency similar to wired internet. The rural parts of this country and others, it's kind of like the, you look at the voting map, you know, all, Trump in that big area of red, that voted for Trump, and then the blue. That's kind of how the broadband internet is broken out in this country. A lot of that red has no high-speed internet. It's the flyover states. It's the rural communities. You know, there's going to be pockets of high-speed. But a large number of people in that red of that map that you saw that in a portion of the United States that Trump won, that's kind of like the footprint of the people that are on the absolutely most horrible internet you can imagine. And for those of us that have high-speed internet, you know, be thankful that you do, because when you get out in the country and you are on literally all feels like dial-up speeds, you understand my pain here. So with them wanting to put up 4,425 satellites and get worldwide coverage, that means they can really provide internet to anybody globally. And there's a lot of people. You know, I think of the Philippines, I think of Vietnam, I think of Thailand. Again, areas that just don't have any internet. It sucks. So think of the continent of Africa and the lack of internet there. Europe is pretty dialed in, but still there's rural areas in Europe that don't have. But if you can be in the middle of nowhere and get 1 gig internet. I want 1 gig here. Sign me up. So this is going to be exciting stuff. Each satellite will provide an aggregate. Now check this out. Each satellite will provide an aggregate downlink capacity of 17 to 23 gigs per second. The first 800 satellites will be able to provide the U.S. and international broadband connectivity when fully deployed. The system will add capacity and availability at the equator and poles for truly global coverage. SpaceX said per satellite bandwidth should increase periodically as the company develops improvements, in other words, the tech. So, you know, the number of customers that they will be able to get on this will be huge. DoD will probably be like, sign me up. So they're not going to worry about getting customers. There'd be plenty, but the challenge will be getting 4,425 satellites to orbit. That's a lot. And then replacement satellites. I don't know how big things are going to be. Can they put up 10 at a time or 50 at a time? You know, or are these things like one at a time? Do they have to do 4,000 launches? That's kind of nuts. But we'll see. We'll see where this leads. But I'm just jazzed. I really, really am on where this can go. Okay. Matt says, I want to be able to have Wi-Fi wherever I go. This system that they're going to put up is going to be like a dish. You're going to have a dish, KU band. So it'll probably be about the same size as a DirecTV dish. I think the KU band dish I had when I was doing the internet, basically getting FidoNet and shareware files via satellite, I think that was a 18-inch dish. It was about this big, maybe a little bigger. So it's just like having a regular antenna on your house, like you do for some of the non-air breather air TV. Non-air breather television. That's what you call satellites, non-air breathers, all right? So anyway, cool stuff. We'll see. And then Brad says, Richmond, Virginia ad, TV Amazon Prime sign up, only $79. Oh, so it looks like they're... I heard that Amazon gear is going to be 30% off. Just Amazon gear like the Echo and that type of stuff. So you've been waiting for that. That'll be a buy. Now, call it coincidence, but Ford told President-elect Trump that they were going to try to keep a certain plant in Kentucky instead of moving it to Mexico. Apple has made has told Asian firms that manufacture the phone to explore the possibility of relocating production to the United States. I don't know if they're worried about tariffs or what the concern is, but you've never heard about Apple talking about bringing the production facilities to the United States. It makes you go, just a little bit. Will the phone probably cost more? Probably. How many of you would buy an iPhone that said made in the USA on it if it cost you another $100 versus one that came out of China? I would. So two things here today that happened. It's pretty interesting. Hey, Tesla and SolarCity shareholders approved the $2.6 billion merger. You know, and this comes at a bad time. You know, well, here in Hawaii, our electricity company is called HECO, Hawaiian Electric Company, and they've devastated the solar market here. We're in a location where every home should have solar. Elon Musk is going to be bringing batteries to homes, so we're going to be able to, the solar systems will continue to recover here, but. You go from a typical $35,000 install to a $45,000 install, because you have to add a battery. But that's the only way you can get solar on homes in Hawaii now, because the electric company here said if you put any more solar on roofs, it's going to disrupt the grid. So it's really a crock, to be honest with you. So I don't know. We'll see how this investment goes, because with the tax incentives and all that stuff potentially being pulled off, it could be a rough go for the solar industry in the rest of the United States. I know some of you have experimented with it. I know Trucker Tom, who's a writer at Geek News Central, I know he's got a number of solar panels. I know a number of folks have put their own up, wired them up just to kind of offset a little bit. So, we will see where this leads. But at the same time, to tell you what's going on with the solar industry in the United States, in Toledo, Ohio, The biggest U.S. manufacturer of solar panels is cutting a quarter of its jobs worldwide and will start by eliminating 450 jobs at its only North American plant in Ohio. First Solar Incorporated said Thursday the cuts at its production plant near Toledo will begin next week. It says it's facing challenging market conditions. In other words, lots of electric companies fighting solar tooth and nail. If you think about that, why are they fighting? Because their stockholders are going to start getting impacted by them not being able to sell as much electricity, and they need to retool operations to begin making a more efficient solar panel. First Solar is based in Tempe, Arizona, and will cut 1,600 jobs worldwide. The company says production will continue its Ohio plant along with its research and development. The site employs about 1,400 today. So First Solar CEO Mark Widmer says that the Ohio plant has higher production costs than its international marketing manufacturing facilities. And, you know, here's the thing. They have heavy tariffs on solar panels entering the United States from China. So, and it's still cheaper to buy a Chinese solar panel today than one that you can buy being manufactured in the United States. It's just because the wages are dirt cheap. You know, they have to, you know, probably pay 10 cents on the dollar for wages as compared to what's paid to equivalent American workers. So, it's just too bad. And of course, the electric companies aren't helping by, you know, taking away, making it difficult for people to get solar on their roofs. HIV has devastated, you know, literally millions. There's been, a lot of progress made, but there's something new. One patient, and the patient is referred to as Z258. What health officials are saying are key to developing a new drug to fight HIV likely lies in the blood of a patient whose immune system can control the infection. Scientists discovered proteins in the patient's blood that block the virus from affecting immune cells. Researchers hope to harness those proteins not only to treat the virus, but to help develop a vaccine. Now, this is not a cure-all. There's a lot of work to be done on this. But it is interesting that they have found someone out there that had basically naturally occurring antibodies. Largely because of HIV is the virus is so diverse. So they've been using this individual's blood and basically testing against a variety of strains of HIV. And they've got pretty good results. So we'll see where this leads. But, it's an ongoing battle. But, you know, they keep making progressive advancements to try to come up with the right combination to cure this thing once for all. It'll happen. It's just going to take, I'm sure, more time to get there. Now, Apple has made a big deal about, encrypting your phones, having encrypted iMessage chats between one another, irritating law enforcement and not being able to unlock phones, the whole nine yards. We've talked about that a lot in the show. But it appears that Apple has been uploading call data, including from third-party call apps, to users' iCloud accounts. A Russian digital forensic firm, Elcomsoft, has found that Apple's mobile devices automatically send a user's call history to the company's servers if iCloud is enabled. But the data gets uploaded in many instances without the user's choice or notification. You only need to have iCloud itself enabled for the data to be sent, said Vladimir Kotelov, CEO of Elcomsoft. The logs uploaded to Apple contain a list of all calls made and received on an iOS device, complete with phone numbers, dates and times, and duration. They also include missed and bypassed calls. Elcomsoft said Apple retains the data in a user's iCloud account for up to 4 months, providing a boon to law enforcement who may not be able to obtain the data either from either the user's carrier, who may retain the data for only a short period, or from the user's device if it is encrypted with an unbreakable passcode. So The EFF, though, points out that most service providers retain call logs for at least a year. But what's different here, in not only the call logs being updated, FaceTime, which is used to make audio and video calls on iOS devices, also syncs call history to iCloud automatically according to Elcomsoft. The company believes that syncing both regular calls and FaceTime call goes back at least iOS 8.2. Now, beginning with iOS 10, incoming calls missed that are made through third-party voice IP applications like Skype, WhatsApp, and Viber, and those that use the Apple Call Kit to make calls also get logged to the cloud. So we know that under privacy and security, in your user's agreement, Apple says, Apple takes data security and privacy personal information very seriously, and iCloud features are designed with your privacy in mind. All your iCloud content, like photos, documents, and contacts, is encrypted when sent over the internet. In most cases, when stored on our service, if we use third-party vendors to store your information, we encrypt it and never give them the keys, and security enhancements like two-factor authentication help to ensure that the important information in your account can only be accessed by you and only with your device. Apple's explanation for this hidden syncing is convenience. History syncing allows user return calls from any device. Okay, now that you know. Now, one thing that I found with iCloud on my latest update drove me insane. And we think is the culprit for my surge in data usage on Verizon I talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago. In iCloud, in your options, there is a checkmark to essentially send what's in your desktop and sync it across machines. Now, I have a Mac here. For those of you listening, behind me I have two Macs for my two Skype call-in lines. I have another Mac below that's basically used if I'm doing some additional streaming or audio streaming stuff. To the right of me, I have a six-year-old MacBook Pro, and underneath the table, I've got a two-year Mac Pro. And when I updated all these machines, I used the same account. So what I started seeing on all the machines was all of a sudden desktop icons on the desktop for every computer in this room. And they were syncing between one another. I didn't turn it on. It turned on by itself and absolutely boggled my mind that maybe that's been there for a while. I don't know, but it thoroughly pissed me off because it moved files around. Everything changed. It was like all of a sudden who knows why. Maybe I accidentally clicked it somewhere. I don't know. But all I know is all my machines, all of a sudden, everything that was on each of those desktops was being sent between each other. I was like, no, don't do that. And so what a mess. Absolute mess. Has that happened to anyone else? Don't click the desktop thing if you want it to, like, not make sure you've got fat internet between your machines when this happens. Because I store like 2 gig files on my desktop for, you know, recordings of this show. I work off the desktop. I don't work on document folders or anything else. You know, that's where I work, is on the desktop. So all that data was getting synced. The day I was on that was on a PC, but because I've got it installed there for iTunes and all that stuff, I think that's where it happened. I think that's where the data, where I used all my bandwidth up. But that's reset. I'm good. I'm fat. I know now to keep close attention to these apps doing stupid things. But I never would imagine that much data would move between on a wireless connection, aka LTE Verizon connection. But apparently so. Hey, world's largest music torrent site goes dark after French police seize servers. It took nearly 10 years, but authorities have finally targeted and take down WHAT.cd, which had risen to become the internet's largest invite-only music trading torrent site. So that's down, so people just continue to sneakernet content between one another. James Clapper, who has led America's digital mass surveillance effort, has resigned. He had planned on resigning. The guy was, I think, did 30 years in the military, did another 10 years, mostly in the Obama administration, but I think maybe even with the Bush administration as well. But he has basically said, I'm done. So I guess the transition team will have to find a replacement for him. But, you know, he's the guy he's not very popular with a lot of tech companies. And during his 6 years of leadership, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Microsoft, AT&T, Verizon, and many other large tech companies have turned over collections of their user data under national security orders issued by the FISC. He's the man. He's the top dude at the top of the U.S. intelligence apparatus, and everything's below him. So it's an interesting move here with him retiring. We'll see who they name as his potential replacement. Love Star Wars? I know many of you do. You're not going to help yourself. Get your credit cards ready. There's a Star Wars drone. And when you see it, you're going to be like, I got to have one. And I'm telling you, I'm totally flipping out on all the cool drones that are coming out right now. So this is awesome. This is a T-56 X-Wing Starfighter drone model. And it's going to be available pre-order on November 22nd through Brookstone. Don't know what, let's see if we can find out a price. Is there going to be a price on this thing? They haven't announced a price. So, but I'm sure it'll fly really easy. But I'm like some of you I know are gonna want one of these. But I've been a little drone crazy right now. The folks at DJI, first and foremost, I'm waiting for my Mavic. I am now, they've had my money 6 weeks. They're way, 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 way behind in delivering the Mavic. And I'm getting quite impatient, to be honest with you. I've got a whole bunch of stuff planned that I want to do. And the Mavic is an amazing drone. Here's the key. When I travel with my Phantom 3, it's in a wheeled carrier. I have to pull the stupid thing around. You know, it doesn't travel easy. It takes up a lot of room. This fits in like a little fanny bag. This thing folds up. It's just tiny, okay? I saw it. I want it. I'm going to get it. I'll probably put the Phantom 3 up for sale because, and I don't know what I'll get for the Phantom 3. If I get $500, I'll be happy. You know, if someone wants to buy my Phantom 3, make me an offer. I got 4 batteries, controller, drone, extra props, you name it. Let me know if you want to buy my Phantom 3. But here's what DJI has just announced. They've announced the Phantom 4 Pro. Now, I had said in the very, very beginning that I would get a year or two of drone flights underneath me, get some hours before I would upgrade to the Inspire. Someday, I will have an Inspire, but this Phantom 4 Pro has got a camera on it that is like, oh my goodness. And it comes at a price. $1,400 is the base price, not including batteries. But it's got a 20 megapixel sensor on it. And it can do H.264 4K videos at 60 frames. Now, here's why that's important. When you're shooting 4K at 30 frames, big difference between 30 and 60. You can really, really tell the difference. even if you're reducing down to 1080p, the images just look so much remarkably better. And now, sadly, you can only still stream at 1080. That's fine. But it'll record it, and if whatever you're streaming at, it records at. So if you want to do 4K as a recording, you can't stream, which is, you know, for most people fine. But this thing's got a huge range, like 30 minutes, 4.3 miles. Of course, now legally, according to the FAA, you're supposed to be able to see your drone. You're never supposed to fly it out of sight. And no one never does that. Ha ha ha. But, so anyway, this thing is just cool. Now, on the same day, they announced the Inspire 2. And $3,000 of incredibleness. And it gets more if you buy the real expensive lenses. But they put together a video that is amazing. Now, it comes with the X4S lens, but you can buy the Zeus ZUSE cinematic lens. It's more than the drone. But if you just buy it and get the X4S with it, and this new Inspire 2 flies at 67 miles per hour, two operator operation. Still can have one person flying, one person running the camera. This one, you're definitely, it's going to be in a carry case. It's not something you're going to carry in a backpack. But they shot an entire movie with this camera and drone, even shots that were inside rooms where the drone wasn't flying. But it's got upward infrared sensors, you name it. It's simply incredible. So, yes, I've been geeking out beyond my wallet capability at this point. So I'm insanely jealous of all those folks that are like on the, you know, the review list. You know, they get sent drones. I don't know if anybody gets an Inspire sent to them and get to keep it, because, you know, you could end up having $10,000 worth of drone, but dual battery packs. It's this thing is, I mean, just amazing. And it's like 7 miles range. It's totally insane. Yes, drones. I've been totally geeking out on drones. And this Phantom 4 Pro and the Mavic, between those two, the average guy, like, and those of you in this audience, you can become videographers with this thing. And do some incredible coverage. So again, I can't wait for the Mavic to arrive. I'm anxious. I hope I get it before I go to CES. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. We'll see. But we're already almost to Thanksgiving. You know, I ordered mine on October 6th. That was the mistake. It was announced on October 1st. So I'm 6 days into the queue to get mine, and But they're still way behind on delivery. So I keep checking every day, and I'm, you know, status is pending shipping. But, I'm geeking out. Drones. We need more of you guys to pick up more GoDaddy accounts. A lot more. All right, let's talk a little bit about Black Friday. And the deals are starting to pop out. So in today's show notes, we'll have links to, I've starred the things that I've talked about for Black Friday, but companies like Aldo, Alternative Apparel, Amazon, Baxter of California, Birchbox, Burton Snowboards, Converse, Dr. Scholl's, eBay, Excel, George Forrest, Gilt, Kenneth Cole, love Kenneth Cole, Lextray. Matter of fact, Kenneth Cole, I buy a lot of, that's where I usually get my shoes, is from Kenneth Cole. I can get really nice, you know, if you're on your feet a lot, a $200 pair of shoes is heaven. It really, really is. Lextray, Martin Watches, MRKT, Now Native Shoes, New Balance, Penfeld, Polar Outdoor, Reef Sandals, Roan Apparel. Just the list goes on. 55, 25%, 40%, 30% against select styles and stuff. But anyway, there's a huge list that you can just go shopping online. You don't have to go to the store, okay? That's first thing I'll put up in the link in the show notes. Also, I do want to talk about a test drive we did. You guys know my wife is shopping for an EV. She's drove both of the Ford vehicles. She got to drive, and then on Tuesday or Wednesday, we drove the Volt, the Chevy Volt, 2017 Chevy Volt, V-O-L-T, not Bolt, because the Bolt's not available yet. If that was on the market, that's when I would tell her to buy. But the Volt, and I've got a big issue with Chevys, but I just got to get her a vehicle at this point. We're still got to go to Toyota and see what they have. But anyway, you know, I don't know. We'll see. She's saying Thanksgiving weekend is there's supposed to be all kinds of sales. So we'll see. But maybe we'll get done with the, you know, figuring out the car situation next week. But the Volt that we drove, pretty awesome. I've got a friend that owns a Volt and he loves his. And the key is it runs on battery until you run the juice out. And then the motor basically charges the, it's got a 9-gallon gas tank. And the motor actually charges the, or makes the wheels turn. We drove that. But anyway, I saw a review today of this Chevy Bolt, which is going to have about a 240-mile range on all electric. 240 miles, four-person vehicle. With a trunk to put groceries in. You're not going to put like a big cello or something like that in there. But great review by CNET on how this vehicle did. But 240 miles here in Hawaii, you know, that's like, you don't need to put it on the charger only like once a week for us. So definitely have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. Oh, don't you love CNET just popping stuff up? Also, the GoPro has revealed what's the GPS is will do in the Hero 5 black camera. So if you picked up a Hero 5, they've just announced an update or put in an update for Quick for desktop. Those of you that have a Hero or have a GoPro know what that is. So, but now it gives you GPS data. It gives you altitude and speed data on the screen if that's something that you're looking to display in your playback videos. So the GoPro folks just releasing that functionality. Little space news, a mysterious radio burst is helping astronomers probe the structure of the universe. Astronomers have detected a mysterious flash of radio waves originating from deep space. It's the brightest one found to date. This is the 18th fast radio burst, or what they call FRB, that's ever been found. And while researchers still don't know exactly what causes these odd flashes, the source of this particular FRB has been narrowed down more precisely than ever before. And they've been able to do, like, all kinds of crazy measurements. Stuff that I would like, how, I'd really like to someday hear from some scientists that tells us how they get some of these measurements from these signals. And it's beyond me how they do that. But they've solved a bunch of mysteries because of this. And anyway, I'm going to leave it to you to read, but pretty amazing stuff and what we're detecting and what scientists are figuring out. Also, in 2 weeks, this is on the security side, it's going to be easier for Uncle Sam to search your computer. Now, beginning December 1st, the U.S. surveillance state will expand. Earlier this year, a new federal rule of criminal procedure was amended after 3 years of study by an unelected advisory committee. It was signed by the U.S. Supreme Court and allows judges to sign warrants to allow authorities to hack into computers outside a judge's jurisdiction. So, you know, I'm sitting here in Hawaii. Some judge in Washington, D.C., or let's say New York, decides that my computer needs to be wiretapped, he can do a warrant and as of December 1st and make that happen. So cross state lines. Now, there is some legislation that was proposed to delay implementation of Rule 41. We'll see where this goes. I would like to see who has initiated that legislation to see if it has a chance of going through. But in practice, this new rule will have a big impact on investigating cybercrime. According to the Justice Department, evidence has been suppressed in some child pornography prosecutions because a Virginia magistrate allowed the FBI to seize and operate a Tor hidden site called Playpen for 13 days. Investigators also deployed malware, disrupted it. And basically, some of this across state line stuff has caused issues in some cases that otherwise people would be locked up in jail. So time will tell. So it's a double-edged sword. You get the kids that are doing, you get the individuals that are doing this nasty stuff, and then there may be a little bit of overreach in other cases. Who knows? But anyway, we'll see what happens with Rule 41. We'll be talking about it on December 1st. C-SPAN, and I don't fully understand this, but C-SPAN is live streaming the Trump Tower's golden elevators. C-SPAN's Director of Communications, Howard Mortman, said the purpose of the stream is to let our audience see who is coming and going to meet the Trump transition team and watch them speak to the media located in the lobby. He further clarified that the feed is hosted by Television Network Pool that monitors the feed for newsworthy material, adding that the C-SPAN website improperly indicates the feed's location. C-SPAN usually broadcasts from inside political buildings, but of course they're not in a political building right now. So they talk about who has come and gone. Kind of interesting here that C-SPAN has a camera in Trump Tower and is live streaming. I did hear that they're going to start moving some of the team to D.C., but right now, New York City seems to be the center of the universe for what's going on in the political world. Good review. And, you know, I'm still kind of hunting. And I'm torn at this point what to do. I had hoped, as I had talked about before, that the new Mac Pros would be a MacBook Pros would be a monumental leap and make it worth my time to consider doing an upgrade. Well, with this touch bar and everything else that went on, you know, I have basically, you know, said I'm not buying a new MacBook Pro. But I really do need another laptop. Based on some of this new stuff I'm doing, I can travel with a 17-inch, but traveling with two laptops sucks. If I can travel with just one, you know, the Dell XP13 i5, quite frankly, is a little underpowered to do video. It just, you know, it's a little bit painful, to be honest. It's a great computer otherwise, but doing video just doesn't quite get there. So I'm really torn on what to go with, from, you know, the ability of a, you know, to pick up a laptop that will, you know, carry me 3 to 5 years, and be able to handle some of this new heavy video editing load. I just haven't found the PC yet. At the same time, this desktop, this new Surface Studio, there was a review done. And if you are working in Photoshop, if you do, if you're actually drawing, use the desktop to actually draw cartoons or, you know, your equivalent of painting, you got to read this review that's on The Verge. This guy's pretty gaga about this desktop Microsoft Surface. And is anyone in this audience, do you have an i7 Surface laptop? If you do, want to hear from you. I want to hear how that laptop is running, if you've done any video editing with it. I guess I'm just going to have to get to a Microsoft store and play with one, but I don't want a desktop. I wanted something I travel with. But if you are looking at a new video editing suite, a photography editing suite, and you're using a monitor like a Wacom Cintiq, you definitely going to want to check this review out. pretty amazing for a $3,000. You know, you would expect it. A $3,000 laptop ought to be pretty, a desktop would be pretty amazing. And it is. But I'll let you guys check it out in the show notes. Also, let's talk a little bit about some more gift guides. The Verge has a list of stuff that they have come up with that, you know, reasonably priced items. Everything from an AeroPress coffee maker to the Amazon Echo Dot to a BenQ projector, a flip, different type of cool clocks and radios and hair dryers and music and just, it's a pretty cool geeky list. And, but I'm going to tell you, if you're into music and you haven't done any upgrades to your entire music system, I love Sonos. I really, really do. I'm a big, big fan of Sonos speakers. And if you haven't gotten to listen to a Sonos speakers, I think the Apple stores carry them now. And I have one here in my studio. I have, actually, my daughter hijacked one of them. And then I have a unit that ties into my my stereo deck in the living room. But the Sonos here in my studio, 99% of the time, that's where I'm playing music and I listen to podcasts and really like it a lot. And if you're thinking about a Sonos, that geekinthecentral.com/offers page has a an affiliate page there to check them out. I'm recommending stuff I like. And this The Verge Holiday Gift Guide has a Sonos in it as well. If you're thinking about picking one of these speakers up, definitely support your geek here. But again, I'll have this link up in the show notes for you to check out. Toyota has confirmed that it's going to go back and it's going to build a whole EV vehicle again. You know, they had the RAV4. They gave that up. They had a full electric Prius, I think. They gave that up. So Toyota doesn't have currently a pure EV vehicle. They've been going towards the hydrogen model, which there's no place to get to fill your vehicle up. I only know of one hydrogen recharge site in, and it's on Marine Corps Base Hawaii. I have never seen one out in the general community, but they're starting up a startup within the corporation to give a team some autonomy to come up with something that will compete with Tesla. Everything now on the EV side is compared to Tesla, but it looks like Toyota is going to get back in the game. What is that, 1 or 2 years down the road? Who knows? But they are back in play. Google has gone after Pixel resellers. You know, there's not supposed to be Pixels being resold. You're supposed to buy the Pixel from Google. You're not allowed to resell. What they did is they had bought a group of people, purchased around 200 phones via the Project Fi and ship them directly to a reseller in a sales tax-free state. And then they were put on a bargain hunting site called Dan's Deals. And when people bought them off that site, Google locked them out. Google locked those accounts out. Then access to photos, emails, and other personal data. They basically bricked the phones to the 200 people that bought those via a resale site. Wow. Hardcore. Hardcore. So just be aware, you can only get your Pixel directly from the Project Fi site, okay? Be aware if you're picking up. And this is a great phone. I've seen it, played with it. Angelo got one. Amazing. Nice phone. December 16th, for many of you, cannot come soon enough. There's a new Rogue One video out that's pretty cool. 2 minutes. It's not necessarily like a traditional preview. I'm not going to leave it at that. But December 16th, how many of you bought your tickets already? You're going to have your butts in the seats? I'm sure the movie theaters will be packed to the gills. I'm excited as well. It looks like it's going to be a great movie. So, new Rogue One video. I'll have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. Hey, the president's making a tour of the of Europe at this point, but he's also weighing in on the situation they have within Facebook about all those fake news articles. And, you know, what I was doing was I was just killing stuff that was junk like that, but hide, don't show me this anymore. But I guess a lot of people, I'm kind of surprised by the number of folks that kind of got sucked into those. So the president's kind of bashing on the Facebook team a little bit about the fake news and the effect it had on the election. So definitely getting a little heat from the man over at Facebook. How many of you been watching Westworld? New footage solves one mystery of how Westworld Park actually works. Did you know that they have a website to go along with this series? You can actually create an account and like pretend to book a trip to Westworld. It's gotten a little crazy. So in the Reddit forum, as you know, the characters are in a loop. And, you know, they do the same thing every day. But they're asking, what have they done with the roughly 10,950 paintings that one of the characters painted every morning? And I'll just leave this in my show notes. You guys got to see this GIF that the Westworld director put on Reddit. I can't spoil it. You got to read the story if you're a Westworld fan. This is really awesome. This is going the extra mile, absolute extra mile, to really play the game with the fans. Okay, I'll have the link up in the show notes. It'll be linked Westworld, and if you're not watching Westworld, you need to. It's a pretty interesting series. It's got some mind benders in it. Oh man. Apple's opened up registration for its Hour of Code workshops in partnership with code.org. This year, Apple will host Hour of Code workshops every day for 1 week in conjunction with the Computer Science Education Week from December 5th to December 11th at all of nearly its 500 Apple retail stores across the world. In the past, Apple offered just 1 day worth of workshops. So these workshops will teach the basics of CS, as well as an introduction to Swift Playgrounds. And they'll have an iPad app for learning how to write Swift code. So those of you that are coders and want to get a little extra knowledge, these workshops are going to be available worldwide. There's a new drug that's being tested right now. It's kind of freaky. You swallow the pill, and then it expands in your gut, and then over the next 5 to 7 days dispenses medication. But when you see this thing and what it looks like, you're going to be like, you're not sticking that thing in me. Well, for those of you that are watching still on the live stream, let me show you this freak of nature that scientists have come up with. You know, they were all good until they showed the picture. No. I can't imagine this being in my gut for 7 days. It may be bigger than it looks, but it basically expands into a shape that prevents it from going down your digestive tract. And it's just weird. And I'll leave it at that, all right? All right, I'm running out of time here. Chinese astronauts are prepared to return to Earth, so they've undocked from their space lab, and they'll probably be back in rural China tomorrow. Also, there's been an international crew launch. I missed it, but 5051, I guess that's the number, the Expedition 50/51 crew, includes a Russian cosmonaut, a Soyuz commander, Oleg Nazhvizhatsky, NASA astronaut Peggy Whiteson, and the European Space Agency's Thomas Fisquet, who will become the first French astronaut to live aboard the International Space Station. So they launched on a Soyuz MSL-3. They will have a 2-day trip to the International Space Station. So I'll have the news on that next week. Also, NASA's New Horizons Pluto flyby reveals a cold, slushy ocean. No pictures, but they've got some details and a write-up that's available. I'll have that link in the show notes. And finally, you know, how many got pictures of the supermoon? There was a pretty spectacular supermoon rise over Russia's Soyuz spacecraft. It's worthy of a geek background change on your desktop. I have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. Finally, and I have to laugh about this article. This is on Coast to Coast AM. And there's going to be some folks in this audience that know what this aircraft is. A mysterious white plane was spotted circling Denver metro area on Wednesday and has residents and authorities perplexed as no one can seem to identify where it came from or what it was doing. The aircraft on flight trackers under the name Iron 99 and came to Denver from California by the way of the Rocky Mountains. Once it arrived over the city, the plane inexplicably began circling the area, much to the confusion and consternation of those who saw it. Ultimately, the aircraft left the area and flew towards Oklahoma City, where it seemingly disappeared from the flight tracker. I know what it is. And it's not hard to figure out, but I know what it is. Do any of you know what it is? Do you know? It flies in a circle. Oh, I laughed. You know, this is a mysterious plane. I would garner that it is a U.S. Navy plane. And if anyone did any little bit of research and figured out what Navy planes are in Oklahoma, they'll figure out what this was. So I gave you enough hint. This is easy. Easy one. Did you hear about this guy, Yosemite? Decided he was going to get in the hot spring. Well, he went into a roped off area, restricted area, was going to go test the water. And he slipped and fell into a 450 degree Fahrenheit water. Lots of acids and different kinds of stuff are in this water. Is that where you go hot dipping? He's dead. Yes. Yes. Not a lot left. And sad, but true. Oh, remember the story about the Canadian airliner that swerved for a drone? It's being said now that it swerved for a UFO. Okay. The drone turned into a UFO. I'm going to tell you, there's so much, you know, what I saw as a kid, that was a UFO. Not some of this crazy stuff they're talking about right now. Absolutely incredible. And just funny. Okay. What else do I have for you? I think that's it for tech today. No emails today. If you have comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com. So here's the plan. Obviously, next week, Thursday, Friday is Thanksgiving. So I'll have a super show for you on Monday. I'll put a good long show for you together for those of you that are driving. We'll have some have a little fun with it. So, but one show next week because of Thanksgiving. I'm not doing a show on Thanksgiving or on Friday. There just will be no news. It'll be a slow week. News-wise, but if you'll want to watch Geek News Central because we're putting stuff up for deals and that kind of stuff. But please support the sponsors. Please help me out if you're going to be running a Hertz vehicle, to click the link in the offers page at geeknewscentral.com/offers. I definitely appreciate your assistance in doing that. That helps the show out a great deal. It's been my pleasure bringing you the podcast tonight. Those of you that are hanging out with me on Facebook, thanks for being here. Thanks for being hardcore. So we got Matt. I think there was someone else that was on too. I saw some other comments in there. And most of you have left already because it's late. But thank you for being here. We'll see you next time on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone, take care. Aloha.